You can also use S-Planner to create repeat reminders such as anniversaries or weekly or twice weekly events that might be happening in your life. I'm going to demonstrate this. So we go into Create New again.
Agenda, draw menu, today button, create new button. S-Planner, showing June date. Thursday, the 3rd of March 20.
But because we did a task last time, it's still in the task field. So we're going to change it back to the new event because there is no repeats in tasks, unfortunately. So
save button, cancel button, drop down list, add task, add task. Show an event.
No, we want an event.
Edit box, currently editing title, showing item 1 of 2.
So once again, it asks me for the title, so I'm going to put down Pay My Rent, for instance.
Calendar, my edit box, currently editing title. A, P-M-Y-R-E-N-T. Edit box, location.
And we're going to leave location blank.
Start.
And now it asks me for a start date.
Thursday, the 3rd of March 2016 button. Calendar, set date, the 3rd of March 2016. Set date, calendar button.
Go into calendar and go into set date.
Increase day button.
Increase
the 4th
date.
Of March 2016, edit box, 04. Decrease, increase, edit box, decrease month, increase year, edit box, decrease year, cancel button, set button.
And
edit box, location, start. Friday, the 4th of March, 2017, 1700 button.
Let's make it 2 hours earlier.
Set time, 1700. Set time, increase hour button. Edit box, 70, decrease hour button. 1500, increase minute, edit box, 00. Decrease minute, cancel button, set button.
Once we've got the date and time set, we need to scroll up to more options. Because it's easier than scrolling all the way down.
View more options button. And reminder. Repeat one time event.
So now it gives me the repeat option, whether it's a one time event.
Alert repeat. Repeat. Ticked one time event. Not ticked daily. Not ticked every weekday, Monday to Friday. Not ticked weekly, every Friday. Not ticked every 2 weeks, Friday. Not ticked monthly every first Friday. Not ticked monthly on day 4. Not ticked yearly on the 4th of March. Cancel button.
So that's the options that S-Planner provides. Let's say I want it every Friday.
Not ticked weekly every Friday. Weekly every Friday ticked. Alert repeat. Repeat.
And
ticked 4 or 5 years.
So here are the repeat options.
Ticked 4 or 5 years. Not ticked until.
Until.
Not ticked. Sunday the 4th of Sept. Not ticked. Repetitions. Ten button. Cancel button. OK button.
So press the OK button. So now we just need to add the reminder.
Notification. Drop down list 15 minutes before.
Leave it at 15 minutes, because I don't need to go anywhere to pay my rent.
Drop down list, notification. Remove reminder button. Repeat weekly every Friday. Drop down list, an event. Cancel button, save button.
And save.
Event created, S Planner. Showing items 1 to 10 of 45.
So if I want to remove this repeat reminder, all I do is find it. And once I'm in the event, I need to go to the delete button.
Delete button. Alert delete.
And now I'm in the delete options and it gives me the following choices.
Delete. Not ticked. Only this event.
Only this event. Or
not ticked. All events in series.
All events in series.
Cancel button. Not ticked. All events in series. Ticked.
Now we'll go to all events in series.
OK button.
Press OK. And now all of them are gone. So that is how you create and remove repeat events using S-Planner.